What about happened to a faithful pastor that ministers to his flock, preaches the word faithfully, witnesses, preaches the gospel? Yes, I'm all for that. To be a witness, to go out, to evangelize, to share the good news with others. But the all other thing is just deeply disturbing. And the other things, Mark, are some of the so-called visions you've claimed to have had. You know, these television screens that appear in front of you with sexually explicit images and all that. I think you'd examine your theology, first of all. That ain't from God. That would tell the spirit that gives those things to you to go away. Get behind you, Satan. That's deeply disturbing, that. God, don't give me images like that. You know, this almost occult sort of visions that you seem to be having. I would generally go away and examine your heart and where these things come from. God doesn't give you such things. Satan might, but not God. Anyhow, that is my few thoughts as I'm parked up here on Mark Driscoll's comments about pastors in the UK. God save us from celebrities. We've had such. Don't think the Apostle Paul were much of a celebrity, were he? You know, I don't think Paul was had the latest designer jeans with holes in. Do you know, to attract people. You know, Paul were very much the opposite. Bodily presence was weak, speech contemptible, as he says to the Corinthians. But anyhow, Mark, pray for our nation. But I really don't think your comments are worth very much. And those of us who do labour in this part of the vineyard are more aware of the situation on the ground. And your comments are not helpful. And neither are your comments welcome or even needed or wanted. Certainly not when it comes to well-known celebrity young Bible teachers. God save us from them. That's not what we want. Have a good day.